Welcome back inside the frontal cortex, where we journey inside the human mind. This week, we're going to be discussing Harry Harlow's barbaric rhesus monkey experiments. Harlow, contrary to behavioural explanations of attachment, which suggest bonds form for food provision, thought that bonds or attachments form due to an innate need to touch or cling to something for comfort. He called this tactile comfort. In the 1950s and 60s, wanting to look at the attachment formation between newborn rhesus monkeys and their mothers, Harry Harlow did a number of studies. The first study was rearing infant monkeys in isolation, taking the newborn monkeys, keeping them in complete isolation from birth for 3, 6, or 9 months, and some for even their first year of life. In isolation, these monkeys did not display normal behaviours. Some clutched at their own bodies, while others just rocked compulsively in corners. He then put them back with other normal monkeys and observed how their lack of attachment affected their social behaviours. When they were placed back together, the babies showed fear responses towards their fellow monkeys. But these fear responses quickly became aggressive behaviours. The isolation had effectively severed any ability to communicate or socialise with fellow monkeys. They bullied each other and also showed self-interest behaviours, tearing hair out, scratching and biting their own arms and legs. Harlow stated clearly that privation, which is never forming attachments, is permanently damaging to the newborn rhesus monkey. Those in privation for 3 months were the least effective, but those in isolation for a year never recovered. The next study he conducted was rearing infant monkeys with surrogate mothers. 8 monkeys were separated from their mothers after birth and were placed into cages with access to 2 surrogate mothers, one made of wire and one of soft cloth. The monkeys spent more time with the cloth mother, even when she gave no milk. The infant would only go to the wire mother for food and would quickly return to the cloth mother. And when frightened, they'd seek comfort with the cloth mother. This supports the evolutionary theory of attachment. Security of the caregiver is more important than the provision of food. These monkeys, compared with those raised with their mother, were more timid and they couldn't interact with other monkeys and had the similar social interaction difficulties as the privation study. Harlow also discovered the presence of a critical window of 90 days. Those subjected to less than 90 days with the surrogate mothers could later learn to form normal attachments and behaviours when reunited with parents or peers, whereas after this the effects could not be reversed. He concluded that maternal deprivation leads to emotional damage if it occurred for the full critical period. However, when brought up on their own with exposure of 20 minutes a day to 3 other monkeys, he found that they were emotionally normal and they interacted socially. Harlow therefore found that it was in fact the effects of social deprivation and not maternal deprivation that these monkeys were exhibiting. Harlow's team did try to find ways to help these monkeys recover from the trauma inflicted on them. They did eventually discover that the male monkeys could be coaxed back into social interactions if they were paired with a very young female rhesus monkey. Harlow's work has been criticised widely. They have said to have little value in understanding deprivation and privation in human infants. They were cruel, with the monkeys clearly suffering from intense harm from the effects of being raised in isolation. Most, when reintroduced to normal monkeys, sat in the corner rocking in fear and were depressed. This had horrifying outcomes when the females became mothers. Some became so disturbed that they smashed their baby's face into the floor and rubbed it back and forth. The justification of this study is often explained as such research provided valuable insight into the development of attachment and social behaviour in monkeys. This research also influenced the work of John Bowlby, the most important psychologist in attachment theory. It also led to the application of vital research and the improvement in the area of emotional care in hospitals, children's homes, daycares, and other institutions. Tune in next time to hear more historical psychological experiments and learn more about the human mind from inside the frontal cortex.